You are listening to The Onion Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. There are new onion varieties available that you'll want to consider planting. On this episode of The Onion Podcast, David Alexander with Onion World Magazine first talks to Richard Navarette with Bayer Vegetable Seeds about new yellow varieties, Hatchet and Almanzaro. Then, Dave visits with Sarah Beaver with BASF Nunnums to find out about new Glorioso. This episode is sponsored by Novasource. Worried about damage the sun will do to your onion crop at harvest time? It's time to try Surround, a crop protectant by Novasource that helps growers guard against sunburn damage. Surround is formulated to reflect harmful infrared and ultraviolet radiation, leading to reduced heat stress and more efficient water use. And Surround does not block leaf stomata, so gases and water continue to move in and out of the plant, maintaining natural cooling processes. Another advantage of Surround is that it can reduce the activity of certain insect pests, including thrips, whose populations typically increase rapidly under hot conditions. Learn more about Surround at novasource.com.
Hey, this is Dave Alexander, and this is the onionpodcast.com. We are today broadcasting from the Idaho Malheur County Onion Show, and we are speaking with Richard Navarette from Bayer Vegetable Seeds about a couple new varieties that they will have out this summer. Is that right, Rich?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited. We're launching two new varieties this year, kind of building on what we've been doing the last few years. We started off with Toucanon, kind of an early main season variety meant for retail. So we're kind of building on the past genetics where we had yield and size. Now we're putting together the retail package, retail side of things. So we're adding more scale, more skin, more storability, just better performance overall in the field. So Toucanon was the first part of that. Then we had launched Crusher back in 2020, and that we're seeing a lot of positive feedback with our customers on that variety. And our two new launches, Hatchet, which is a kind of a crusher, but with the maturity, a little bit later in maturity. So if you want something that'll last a little bit longer out in the field or get to later, Hatchet's a good option. It's great single centers.
After Toucanon.
Yeah, after Toucanon Crusher, you would go to a Hatchet, yeah. So that's exciting for us because I think we've been trying to get something in the marketplace with really consistent single centers, and we're seeing that with Hatchet for sure. Kind of a different product that we're launching is Almanzaro, which is a primarily storage retail product. But I think a lot of the sheds are looking for an item that can consistently pack out well with quality, having that scale, but also, you know, on the growing side, being able to keep the size. So we're excited about Almanzaro as well for customers.
And how many days is Almanzaro?
So technically it would be Toucanon and Crusher, about 114, 115, and Almanzaro would kind of be in that same day length class. And the Hatchet would be more like a 120.
So how does a grower decide between the three then that are basically the same timing?
It would depend on what they wanted to do with it. So Toucanon has pretty good single centers. I would say if you're a processor or, it can go both ways, basically. Crusher is kind of more, you'll get that size that you're looking for, traditional onion that we're used to growing in Treasure Valley for size, but with excellent single centers.
Which is jumbo.
With jumbo, yeah, plus, right? Mm-hmm. Toucanon's more your just classic jumbo all the way through, more retail. And then Almanzaro is more just strictly retail and long-term storage. So that's kind of how we're differentiating them.
So the Almanzaro would be more medium size?
It would be more medium to jumbo. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, your typical jumbo size, maybe mm-hmm. a few mediums in there. But
So let's talk about availability. You've been testing these for a while.
We've been testing these for years, and that we have a pretty rigorous testing protocol, I guess you could say. But we look at things in plot trials for a couple years. Once we build up enough seed supply and we like how they look in the field, we move on to strips, maybe put a bed or two in with a competitor variety. And then we move on to maybe a small field or start selling into fields, depending on what the customers are liking or not liking. And we'll make that variety commercial.
So for this coming growing season, the 2022 year, right, you'll have product
in these new ones? Yeah, we'll have plenty of product for 22 and 23. So we've got plans in place to have plenty of good quality seed for the Northwest onion growing area.
You know, I don't think you really said where these two new varieties are best deployed or best grown.
Yeah, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of success with Hatchet more in Treasure Valley than you would like the Basin, but that's not, you know, excluding the Basin or the Columbia Basin, I should say. You know, if you're kind of more, like I said, it depends on what you are looking for your customer. If you're going a more processing route, you might think that Hatchet would work better for you. If you're going long-term storage, maybe a Tucannon, Almanzoro type thing. You know, a mix, crusher would be a good option. You know,
so. But they're both designed for the PNW or for the Treasure Valley or it, both?
We have tested all of these on all different methods of irrigation. So Columbia Basin, Treasure Valley.
Midwest?
Yeah. You know what? Mainly Northwest.
Okay.
So
okay.
We have a different portfolio for Midwest and Northeast variety.
Okay. So where can people find out some more information or maybe take a look at some of the images of these two new varieties, Hatchet and Almanzoro?
Yeah. They can visit our website. They can go to vegetables.bayer, B-A-Y-E-R.com.
Okay. And to contact you, are the rep for what? How big of an area?
Yeah, so I'm in Northwest, so Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, Colorado. You can contact me.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead and give them your email or phone number, whatever
you
is
can,
best.
Yeah, so you can call me at my cell phone, 208-317-6451.
Okay.
Or you could email me at richard.navarrete, N-A-V-A-R-R-E-T-E, at bayer.com.
All right, so I'm going to pull a surprise on you here because it was in 2020.
Okay, let's do it.
He doesn't know I'm going to talk about this.
Okay,
so
surprise.
We're going to see if I could trip him up. So in 2020, basically pandemic central, right? A lot of the field days, not I think all the field days got canceled. So you guys came out with this Seminis X deal that just was amazingly well done. And I still think holds up as the best website of on people could virtually walk down the rows, go and see whatever variety they wanted to see is really cool.
Right.
Is that thing still going?
You know what? We had quite a few of those field day events we called idea exchanges. We're invited a lot of different partners from the area. Not just to look at what varieties we're offering, but also what options growers have outside of seed. So we wanted to expand on that. But this year, we're planning something special for the Northwest. I would say we're back. You know, we've got two new varieties. We want to get out there. We want our customers to know, okay, we've been focusing on breeding for a long time. What can we offer now? And I think we're ready. And so we're calling that the Onion Experience. And coming this August, we'll at a later day announce the day, we're really excited to bring you some different things in.
So onions. You sound like you're teasing an in-person event here.
Yes, this would be a field event.
Okay, all right, in the Treasure Valley or?
It will be at our research station in Payette, Idaho in August.
Nice.
Of this year.
All right, so I will make a reservation for that right now.
Absolutely.
I want to see that.
Yeah, we'll put you down. So it'll be good.
All right, Rich, thank you for taking your time out today. Appreciate it, and we appreciate you joining the Onion Podcast.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is Dave Alexander with the onionpodcast.com, and today we are visiting with Sarah Beaver, and she is with BASF Nunnums. Nunnums has a brand new variety that is called Glorioso, and Glorioso is designed for the Midwest, or excuse me, the Pacific Northwest, I believe. Tell us some more, Sarah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Glorioso is our newest commercial variety that just came out this year. It'll be available with Travis Whitney if you want to call him up and get some more information. But yeah, it's our new basin onion. It's the jumbo size profile. It's got good scale retention, smaller neck. It's kind of for the overhead irrigation type onion. Good bolting tolerance, high pink root tolerance, and fusarium resistance. So we're excited to have something new in Nunnum's variety list that we can offer customers this year.
So the overhead irrigation, you yourself are based in Idaho, right?
Yeah, I'm down here in the Treasure Valley.
And is there more drip in this area than there is? Is there more overhead irrigation in the Pacific Northwest?
For sure, yeah. Down here, I don't think we have any overhead irrigation on onions. It's mostly drip and then furrow irrigation. And then once you move further north into like the Columbia River Basin, those onion types are more for overhead, pivot circles and that type of growing condition.
Okay. So this, you said it's a jumbo, so it's made for processing?
It could be processing or retail. It's a good size profile for either one.
Okay, and it's a yellow that is how many days?
That one's probably maybe 95 days.
95
maybe a little bit earlier.
So that would put it into the intermediate day.
No,
or is
it's
that
still
a long day?
It's still a long day.
That's
yep,
a
it's
long
still a long day.
Day,
just maybe a tick on the earlier side.
Okay.
For the shorter growing days up in the Pacific Northwest.
And this is a brand new variety that has not been commercially available, right?
Yeah, it used to be NUN 7212. So for the growers that have been trialing it, they know it as 7212. Its commercial name is Glorioso.
And it will be available now. It's basically available right now. There is product. There is seed available.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty.
You can order now.
Okay. And so check it out, Glorioso. We should probably give you a place to check that out. What is your website?
Yeah. So our website's just nunnums.usa.com. That'll take you to, obviously, the U.S. English-based website to find our varieties. And then the sales rep up in the PNW area is Travis Whitney, and you can find his name and number on Onion World or on our website.
And let's give his number again.
It's 509-591-2948.
All right. Very good. Check out. Give Travis a call. See if you want to get some new Glorioso of it into your rotation. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. And do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.